Last week, I was talking to Elvis before the game. He said, you know, we're going to go out and kind of shock the world, let people know that, you know, Broncos are for real.
Who said that?
Elvis. Because just the preseason, you know, people haven't had big expectations for this team. But do you think the more this team goes along, the more people will come on board and be believers?
Only if we're winning. Yeah. You know, if we're playing well and winning games, that's the only way. It's the only way you earn respect.
Talk about what you expect from Braylon. Obviously, didn't get off too good as probably he wanted to against Minnesota with only like one reception for 12 yards. But obviously, I'm sure you expect a little more.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, they're aware that he didn't get many balls. So he's going to get his share this week. I'm pretty sure of that. You know, we're going to be prepared for it.
Is there anything that you can draw from the way that they played Adrian Peterson? Because they kept him to 25 yards the first half and then obviously went off for like 155 in the second half. Anything you can draw from just watching that film?
Well, with a guy like Adrian Peterson, you know they're going to keep feeding him. So hopefully, you know, if they slow us down in the first half, we don't get away from it. But, you know, we're going to do what we got to do. I mean, I'm not offense coordinator, so I don't know, you know, really what they think over there. I just know we're going to go out there. We got our game plan. We just hopefully it works to our advantage.
You guys faced Quinn last year, but now he's got a little more experience under his belt. What have you seen in films that maybe he's done differently this year that he didn't do last year?
Well, I think he's going to take more chances. You know, I think he was he didn't take a lot of chances last year. You know, unfortunately for him, he got hurt. You know, that took away from the more experience he can gain. But the guy's a quality quarterback, and he's going to present some problems for us. But, you know, if we do what we can do, I mean, we shouldn't have a problem.
You lick your chops when you know a guy might take a few more chances because you like to pounce.
Yeah, I like that. I want him to take more chances.
Has Andre Davis giving you guys any extra insight? Not that you need to be.
Who?
Andre Davis.
All right. Let's correct this. That's Andre.
Andre Davis.
I mean, everybody calls him Andre, but, you know, nothing more than personnel and what he expects from guys. I mean, he didn't give us a whole lot, but, you know, I know he's going to give us some more as the week goes on.
It's Friday.
I know. Got two more days.
You say the only way you earn respect is by winning, and you're absolutely right about that. How much does a defense earn attention or respect of an offense by takeaways, which you did some of last week and had some trouble doing a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, when you get takeaways, it kills momentum. And, you know, offenses, I mean, they're proud of themselves on not giving it up. And when you take it from them, I mean, that can take a little confidence from them as well.
Your turn to practice, obviously, yesterday. Your ankle's feeling good. Just a tweak from Sunday.
Yeah, just a little tweak, you know, just trying not to go out there and make it worse, you know. But I had a good day of practice yesterday. I'm ready to go.
Any similarities between Chad and now Braylon coming in? Guys.
Braylon sounds a little more respectful in his pregame interviews. That's about it. But they both have good talent, and you know they present their own problems. I mean, Braylon's a guy. You throw the ball up, he can probably get it half the time.